guys, I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Gonna hurt. Do not.
Like, I don't know if I need to try to get it to come out here or here.
Jesus. Mary, Joseph, and all of his carpenter friends.
Hey, guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, what am I going to say, though?
Now y'all made me nervous.
It's going to be a time.
I'm a sensitive boy.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
I've been hit.
I got the little frilly socks and everything.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. And welcome back to the Music List Podcast. My name is Ben, and with me are my sisters, Heather and Beth. We are siblings that argue while making music lists. That's the shtick. That's what we do. Welcome to the first new material recording of season 4. We did have a greatest hits sort of a compilation of season 3 earlier, but this will be the first brand new material episode for season 4. And I want to thank, first of all, Sean for putting that together for us and narrating and guiding you through some of our favorite moments of season 3. And we are definitely excited about season 4. We do plan to have some exciting things for you this season. I'm going to kind of keep that close to the vest in case they don't actually come to fruition. But just know we are planning them. We are definitely planning some exciting things for you. Just maybe there'll be season 5. Maybe there'll be season 4. But we're gonna try. So, man, it's been a while since we've recorded. Yeah. It's like, what was it, November?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That so we recorded,
yeah. That we've actually recorded. It's been a hot, because we always take January off, and then we recorded all of our December Christmas episodes in November.
Yeah, like, but like December,
thank God,
was a legit dumpster fire of, I mean, it was horrible.
Yeah, it was, It was rough.
It checked all the boxes.
Yeah.
All the bad boxes.
And so, you know, it's kind of nice to get back to some sorts of, you know, normalcy, I guess. And you know, podcast life is done. It's normal for us. It's our normal.
The show must go on.
I understand that our normal's not real normal, probably, compared to everybody else. So. But hey, and kind of a Harry Carey voice there. We know that everybody sets, not everybody, a lot of people set New Year's resolutions. And the statistics say that the month that most people fail their New Year's resolutions is in February. And so we wanted to give you a little bit of a pick-me-up. So this episode is for many of you that said, I'm gonna exercise more. This is for you. We got to let you little bit of a workout motivation. This episode are the best workout songs for you. So if you're thinking about quitting, don't quit. No. This is not the time. This is a time to listen to the experts here.
Listen
to the experts. You need to create. In fact, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make the playlist on our Spotify account.
Okay.
And then you can go get this workout playlist off of our Spotify account. We have other playlists. We have like a classical music one. Or a classical Christmas one.
Classical music.
No, classical. Oh. Classic Christmas.
We're not that fancy.
Classic Christmas, traditional Christmas.
I don't remember that episode.
It was like season 1.
Yeah, we've got Best of the Eagles. You know, we've got a couple of
had
playlists.
The Eclipse.
But this is playlist. One that can actually We're here to help you. I just want you. This can save your life. This playlist right here can save your life.
Because all three of us have the most dedicated workout regimen. Listen, I'm not running unless someone is chasing me with a knife. I'm not, you know, I used to go to the gym days a week. Literally, but no.
That was before this playlist.
Oh, yeah. Well. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's what makes us the expert. If a song motivates even us.
That's exactly right. So what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be making a list and then arguing about what are the best workout songs for people, particularly whether you're running, lifting weights, in the gym, what keeps you motivated to go that last mile. Do that last rep. That's what we're here to do. So just a heads up, because you know, December has been what it was in January. Beth might sound a little funny, and that's because she's not actually in studio with us. She's in the other corner of the state, and she's calling in for this one. Hopefully for the next one we'll be live with her here. But if
what did they say in the 80s? Live she, via satellite?
Right. Live via satellite. Live via.
Oh, I feel like I've made it.
Yeah.
Live via Apple technology.
You're fancy.
So if she sounds a little tinny, that's because she's
250 miles away.
Yeah, several hundred miles away. So the draft order for this episode, Beth will draft first. Then Heather, then me. We will snake the second round, which means I'll draft first. Then Heather, then Beth, and Beth will draft first in the third round. I'll draft last. And that'll give us a total of 9 songs. Then we'll have the 9-to-5 round where we try to eliminate 4 of those to give us our top 5. And then we're going to rank the top 5 most awesomest, greatest, best workout songs in the history of running and lifting weights. In the history of exercise.
But only those 2 things.
In the history of exercise.
Yes.
Okay. Like not like going back to the ancient Greece when they would do the original Olympics and they would wrestle bears and stuff. Uh-huh. Even the songs back then are taken into consideration.
Okay.
Just none of them got chosen. So
I do feel like I'm going to show my age though a little bit on.
I kind of am too.
Well, I mean, yes. Let me look.
I mean, I'm not as old as ancient Greece, but.
I mean, yes, sort of, but. Not all of them. I know I like rock and roll, I can tell you, to work out to. I can tell you that is a definite theme of mine.
No country songs in your workout playlist?
No, because they're all about drinking. I mean, it's like.
There's nothing wrong with a little multitasking.
You know, I mean, and you know, if you run, you're running the truck. You know, so
eastbound and down,
loaded up and trucking. You're driving, right? So anyway, I guess we can get to it. Beth, you have the first pick. The floor is yours. The dance floor. The
okay.
Tybo floor.
Tybo. All right.
The Zumba floor. Oh man, I loved Zumba. I still would do it. Somebody catch me a Zumba class. So if you have maybe eaten too many M&Ms from your stocking, you can get with M&M for your workout motivation and lose yourself.
Did you capture? Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choked, he's so mad, but he won't give up. He won't have it,
he knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music the moment.
All right. So what I was looking for when it came to these songs were songs that had a high energy, a strong beat. I like them to be aggressive a lot of the time. Lyrics that make you feel strong or push you. Themes of like strength, victory, or defiance, something like that. And songs that are repetitive, because too many transitions in a song can sometimes mess with your momentum, like the up and down of tempos and stuff like that. So this does have that. It's 171 beats per minute. For its high intensity, for if you're running or doing any kind of cardio, weightlifting would be great for boxing, because this make you want to just bop somebody. And then, or if you got like pre-workout, punch like hype music, this is good. Right in the face. But it's got that aggressive instrumentation, which keeps you focused, and it builds throughout the song. So like at the beginning, they've got that really slow, like piano type music. And then it comes in with the pulsing of the other music, and then the drums hit and build throughout the song, which adds more layers to the instrumentation and the intensity of it. And the lyrics are all about pushing yourself and taking control of your destiny. Like quitting is not an option, which I do want to do pretty quickly after walking into the gym. So this song is good for me. And again, it gives that boost when you feel like you want to be done. You don't be a wimp. Eminem is watching. Don't quit in front of Marshall Mathers. And it's universal in the sense that it's about an underdog who perseveres, from the movie 8 Mile. So pretty much anyone at any fitness level can relate to wanting to get to the next level of whatever they're trying to achieve. You never feel like you have hit your goal, because it's always pushing forward. And it's just about hustling and that mental toughness. So I think this one is an all-time workout classic. And this, if you need a song to push you past your limits, I think this is the one.
Good one.
And it's like, how much of yourself do you want to lose? Like 15 pounds?
Right. Lose yourself. Oh, okay. It might take a little bit to get back in the swing of things for season four. Right.
All right. Heather.
Okay. Now, when I chose my number, you know, sometimes they're in a category, there's just a song where you're like, yeah, that's my number one. That's it. And so this category was one of those. I knew exactly what I wanted my number one choice to be. And you may find it a little unusual. I don't know. But it is Uprising by Muse.
We'll be right back.
2009. You know, it has a lot of different genres attached to it: alternative rock, space rock, glam rock, some elements of industrial. But it's so driving and steady, and it is in D minor, which we all know is the saddest of all keys. However, at 132 beats per minute, it just keeps you driving forward. It's very, I wouldn't say that it's aggressive, but it taps into some anger. It rallies something inside of you to be stronger. It's very just steadfast, and it's steadfast forward motion, which I like. The lyrics are, you know, it's about distrust of people and power. And so it makes you feel very strong. Matt Bellamy, he didn't like the use of Uprising in YouTube conspiracy theory videos, and he refused requests from a lot of American politicians to use Uprising in their rallies. And you know, in the times that we're in, you know, they could be a lot of different things to different people. So I love the lyrics. They will not force us. They will stop degrading us. They will not control us. We will be victorious. And it just taps into that inner strength. And you know, when you are playing it as you're, you know, it just makes you walk taller. It makes you walk faster. It makes you feel stronger. So it's very empowering. So I like it.
Beth, you got anything to add?
Ben's like, I got nothing. Yeah. Beth.
I wish we had FaceTime on this, because I was getting it when we were listening to them.
I love this song. It does make you feel tough, doesn't it?
Like, well, and that's part of the when you work out, you know, there's got to be like a self-confidence, a natural boost to what you do. Because I mean, working out's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes mental toughness and some physical toughness just to start.
Right.
Forget finishing, just to start. Right. Because you know it's going to suck. Mm-hmm. You know ahead of time. If you're doing a workout that's worth anything at all, you know it's going to suck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure, yeah.
And so if you don't have something that can talk yourself into it or get you in the right frame of mind, there's no way you're going to actually keep up with the regimen.
Yeah. This was right in
regimen. Ooh, I like that one.
Right in your late teenage years, wasn't it, Beth?
Yes, 2009 is when I graduated from high school. You hit me in my soul. That was good.
All right, Ben.
All right. I'm going all the way back to 1977.
I know what this is. You're showing my age.
yeah. I'm telling you that sometimes a visual.
Yeah.
Sometimes a song will give you a visual that gets you, it makes your heart just ta-doom, ta-doom, ta-doom. Plus, it makes you feel patriotic.
I hope not like that.
American. Italian.
If your heart goes like that, you have an arrhythmia, and that's a problem.
Please go to the doctor. And
if you can listen to this song and not want to run up the stairs of Philadelphia, I question your heart. It's the theme from Rocky.
Yeah.
Start running right now.
I love that bass line.
sweatshirt and off she went. So, interestingly, this song was nominated for the Best Original Song at the 49th Academy Awards. It was written by American composer, hope I say this right, Bill Conti. We're going to go with yes.
I think that's right.
And it hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1977. Charlie Brigden of RogerEbert.com. How many of you remember Siskel and Ebert? Well, Charlie Brigden's one of the journalists for RogerEbert.com. And he said about this song, it's the reminder that we're celebrating someone who went the distance, who did what they set out to do, to prove to themselves and everyone else that they could do it. And musically, listen, this is the key part for our purposes. And musically, there's only one theme that can underscore that. And it's this one. It's the Rocky theme. And I'm going to tell you, when you all watch Rocky, whether it's Rocky 1, 2, 3, because it's in all of them, do you not want to just get off the couch a little bit and run that? Don't you want to go chase chickens?
I don't want to run up those stairs, though.
Don't you want to start bench pressing logs?
Yeah.
You know?
Like a montage.
Even Rocky had
Didn't
a
he
montage.
Lose?
What's the superior Rocky?
Ooh, okay. I like Rocky too. I love Rocky too.
I like Rocky
IV. He does beat Apollo Creed in 2.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, because I thought
he kept losing.
So he lost in Rocky 1 by split decision, and you know, some people think he won, right? But he lost by decision. He comes back. He fights Apollo Creed again in Rocky 2, and he wins. He fights Clubber Lang in 3 and loses, and then he comes back and beats him at the end.
And then Rocky Four,
Drago kills Creed. Like,
spoiler alert again.
My God, this came out in the 80s.
But for the new generation.
I feel like there's that.
For all the Gen Zs that are listening to us, all
there's a,
of them.
there's a comedy bit with Neil Bregazzi about The Sixth Sense. And he says, spoiler alert. He's dead already. He said, if you haven't seen it by now, there's nothing I can do to help you. I feel like that's kind of the deal with Rocky.
Yeah.
So Creed dies. I mean, like literally dies. And then Rocky never actually loses a fight in Rocky IV. He wins.
Oh, Rocky IV is so... I want to go watch Rocky IV now.
And then he doesn't have a real bout in Rocky V.
Is that the one where
there's Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
But in Rocky V, he's training Tommy Gunn, and Tommy Gunn turns against him because he gets in with like the Don King like promoter.
And have you seen any of the Rocky movies, Beth?
Of course I have not.
Oh.
Which one does she need to watch? 2 or 4? See, spoiler alert.
You need to watch 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
I mean, I think those are the 4. Four. I mean, yeah. 5's kind of, 5's, you know, because Rocky doesn't actually fight. He's in a street fight with Tommy Gunn, but he doesn't actually fight. But 1, 2, 3, and 4, I think, are mandatory viewing for all Americans.
Yeah, I'll go with
that. Because
except you just told them everything.
Because they're all patriotic because in Rocky 1 and 2, Creed's wearing red, white, and blue shorts.
It's true, but nothing is more patriotic than Rocky 4.
No, wait, Creed's wearing red shorts.
Oh my gosh. Rocky 4, yeah. Like that was right at the height of
the Cold War.
Oh man. And when America.
If I can change.
Oh, so
then
good.
Then yours can change.
So good.
We all can change. Yeah. So,
that's
a good pick. That's the greatest workout song of all time. Because you've got that picture in your mind. You've got Rocky, one of the biggest underdogs in the history of, you know, sports movies. And then he manages to ultimately beat all of his opponents. He doesn't beat Creed in one, but he does beat him in two. So I get another pick, second round. Yeah. I love this pick.
Oh, Lord.
I love this pick. Let me ask you something. If, let's say, your job and your livelihood required you to get on a boat and go conquer other lands, would you have to be fit?
Probably so.
Yeah. Let's say you're a Viking.
Where is this going?
Immigrant Song, Led Zeppelin.
Okay. All right. I'll allow it.
But if you're doing a workout where you have to lift heavy weights, you can lift to the beat of Bonham's drums. If you think about it, boom pa da bum, boom pa da bum, down, up, it's like the, and it's kind of like the oars in the boat. You're getting a rhythm.
I wish the audience could see
so
the demonstration.
So for me, you know, if you got two plates on each side of your bar, and for those of you if you don't lift weights, two plates are two 45-pound weights on top of a 45-pound bar. So that would be 90 pounds on each side. That's 180 pounds plus. It's 225. And you're lifting 225 multiple times. You got to bow up like a freaking Viking. You know? So, interesting piece about this song. It charted in over a dozen countries. It charted the highest in Denmark.
Oh.
Home of the Danes, the Vikings.
Okay.
Which I thought was cool.
That is cool.
So, y'all don't seem nearly as interested in that. Like, it's a song about Vikings, and it charted the highest in Denmark.
I'm just, I see where you're going. I'm just trying to make the workout, you know, connection, you know, like you're...
Because,
like you,
well...
To Danes, fair, and just, well, she's no. Danish, and then you have to work out.
Right. If you eat too many Danish pastries...
Got it.
No, but I'm guessing you have never lifted heavy weights because the only reason I've ever lifted.
That?
Well, because usually lifting heavy weights.
Pew, 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 pew.
Because now Beth it's may true. Have because Beth played high school sports.
Oh gosh, here we go again. Heather didn't play. Heather didn't play.
They didn't have you guys in the weight room for majoring.
Well, they did not. They did not.
But when you lift reps, it helps to be in a rhythm, and this song has a very good rhythm for lifting.
Yeah.
Because it's down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. And if, and it's just a bad A song.
Yeah.
About.
Until you get to about Viking. 9 or 10 rep, and then you are crying for your life.
Yeah, then you need a spot.
And then your
arms slow down out, a lot. You drop the bar on your face. And...
Well, no, hopefully not.
So anyway.
It's a good song, though. I do love that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you get that dum-da-da-da-dum, dum-da-da-da-dum, down, up, down. I mean, it feel like you could lift 1,000,000 pounds. You know, feel like Uncle Rico. I can throw that football over the mountain.
Oh, my God.
That's what I feel like when I listen to Immigrant Song. Okay, that's awesome. My pick. Okay. We can go to the next pick now, which would be Heather.
All right. My number two pick is you got to appreciate the wild card artist. He wasn't as much of a wild card back then. It's Kanye West. Stronger.
Work is making do it makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make us stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Right,
let's get lost tonight. You could be my Black Kate Moss tonight.
Okay, so 2007, actually also has a writing credit for Daft Punk because of the sample of their song Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. The whole of the lyrics are themed around self-improvement. It has a lot of actual industry cred too. It won the Grammy for Best Rap Solo Performance. It was number one on the Billboard Hot 100, certified diamond, and it's number 493 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. It comes in at 104 beats per minute, and actually, here's a fun fact.
It's time for a fun fact. Fun fact.
So now this should give it. I'm going to pull a bin here and say that this is some important facts. It was crowned the greatest workout song of all time in Gold's Gyms, which we can all agree, right? That Gold's Gyms.
Ric Flair wore Gold's Gyms t-shirts. Okay, all the time.
And
he's a workout.
Their very first Battle of the
As you can see
All Stars. It beat out. They had like a March Madness type bracket of their of a bunch of celebrities and other athletes, and they nominated 64 songs, and their gym goers did like a March Madness style bracket. It beat out 63 other songs. The final four was Stronger, Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas, and Welcome to the Jungle.
So, oh.
That was the final.
My God, I need that playlist.
Yeah. I bet you can find it. But
the Black Eyed Peas. Can't believe I left them off my list.
Ultimately, this song came out on top. So, you know, the lyrics are appropriate. I love Daft Punk. It's just that, again, that driving forward motion and just becoming a better version of yourself. So
Kanye's popped up on a couple of our lists.
Yeah.
I know he made the school list, and I think he's made a couple of other ones over the years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Years.
He's always in the conversation.
It's just
he's so weird.
You know, is he in his right mind? You know, at any given point in time,
I don't know. These days, I'm not sure. You know, we would say yes.
I think the weirdest thing for me might be that his gospel album. It's actually pretty good.
It is good.
And pretty sound. Like, and then we went off the rails a little bit.
But then there's the tweets.
Yes, yes.
Man.
I know. I know.
He like many people, need to have their social media
taken away. Is he right about everything? And is the Illuminati really out to get him?
I don't know, but when he said that I want to stand in a room full of mirrors, so I'll be so, yeah, I want to stay in a room full of mirrors, so I'll be surrounded by winners. I mean, you know, and then the next tweet is, you know, I'm Hitler or whatever. I mean, it's,
yeah.
It, you know.
But then the next one was, I am not a Nazi.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's,
so
he keeps you guessing.
He does. I think he's a, oh man, I don't know. I think his, it's that thing of genius is not, but he's so weird. I don't know, but he's so good.
I mean, like, you can't really I'm get torn behind about him Kanye. Because as soon as you say, yeah, all right, I'm on the Kanye train, right. You know, and then he says something
it's
crazy.
It's almost like, I mean, I think that's exactly right. I mean, like, he'll 1 minute, you're 100%, like, this guy makes a lot of sense, yeah. And then all of a sudden,
it's like, ooh, he goes,
like, off the deep end a little bit.
So you can't co-sign
but
that.
But then you have to wonder, because he's obviously brilliant. I mean, he's obvious.
Right.
I think he is genius level in many respects. And it makes, sometimes I wonder if people do things on purpose for the publicity. They know it's going to cause a stink. They know it's going to cause a stir. They know I'm going to get trending on social media.
Kind of that there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, I know that I'm going to have, you know, my story at the top of your Google search engines and stuff like that. So, I mean, some of it.
With my naked wife at the.
You know, I mean, there's a.
It's a lot.
Understanding the logarithms and analytics and all that, there's a. He seems to hit them a lot.
He does. He does.
Beth, your round two pick.
Hey. Okay. So, my next pick is an angry song, a reflection of my emotional state at the gym. It is The Pretender by Foo Fighters.
Oh, great song.
So at 175 beats per minute, it's got that hard-hitting drum beat right out of the gate. So they've got that little lull, you know, into that melodic piece at the beginning. And then it just kicks in, and it doesn't stop until the end of the song. And when I hear the beginning of that song, I'm like, I get jacked up. I'm like, I know it's about to hit, and I'm about to go crazy. So it builds in the verse and then like throughout the verse. So like at the end is slow, then it starts out and then we're just adding throughout the choruses and things like that. So it's kind of a reflection of a workout itself, right? You know, you start with your warm up and then you move on until you reach the peak of what you can do. It's got powerful, aggressive lyrics. Dave Grohl doesn't usually talk about what his songs are about or what he wrote a song about specifically. He likes to let people make their own interpretations and associations with a song. But he did say that this got its start or its roots in the political unrest of the time it was written. So you've got that idea of rebellion or defiance. And so there are a lot of times when you start working out, like we said, it's hard. And there are people who might doubt you or like, oh, they're going to quit or whatever. You feel self-conscious about it. And you have to prove other people wrong. You have to prove yourself wrong sometimes. and it's just hard-hitting rock that keeps pushing you. So it's really good, I feel like, for lifting or for cardio, especially if you're doing something like, well, if you're doing boxing or something, that'd be great too. And if we want to talk about people we should listen to and statements that are definitive endorsements of the workout song. Mark said, my husband, he said, this song makes me want to do things my body is not capable of. And I was like, that's about right. It makes you just feel really confident and like, I am like, and I mean, you want to be careful with that, right? You can push yourself too hard and do things that you're actually not capable of. And then you can't go to the gym for a hot minute because you're on the couch resting. But, I love this song. Pull this song gets hammy. Me.
Don't want to pull that hammy.
Yeah. 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 Hey, say that goodbye hammy. You gotta to eat your knees.
Oh my gosh.
Pull a hammy. All you got's the hammy sandwich.
Oh my gosh. We need help.
I like a good hammy. I like a good hammy sandwich, though. Get some American sliced cheese and some mayonnaise.
Mm. Oh, my God. Well,
all the serious, like, athletes are like, yeah, next.
There's protein in a ham sandwich.
There you go.
And in a cheese.
True. Unless you're using, like, a Kraft slice.
Yeah, right. Some dairy, though.
Which I probably would be, to be honest with you. Yeah, the plastic cheese, the microplastics in my cheese. All right. I have another pick.
You do?
Now, I do. So, I've kind of taken it. I feel like my picks have kind of taken us across a spectrum of genres. So, we had rap with Eminem. We had hard rock with the Foo Fighters. And now, I'm going to present to you a certified pop banger, Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Beats per minute, which is slower than the other ones that I've picked, but this is really good for cardio. It syncs well with movements if you're doing like jump rope or something like that, and it keeps a good pace throughout the song. We don't have like a slow beginning or any kind of build like that. It just comes in, and what you hear now is pretty much through the song. It's very repetitive, so you can just get into the zone and go. So it's good for sustaining a consistent pace, because you can't go berserk like The Pretender for 5 minutes. I mean, I can't anyway, but I feel like most people could not do that pace for an extended period of time. So this is good for the beginner in your life.
And hashtag Bills Mafia.
Yeah. So, if you don't vote for this, Ben, do you even like the Bills? My question.
They play this in the second half of Bills games.
Oh, okay.
They do.
Yeah.
And they love it. You know, Bills Mafia, they pick something and then they just love the crap out of it. So, Ben should be with me on this one.
Love the crap out of it.
This guy, they do. It's got a big sing-along chorus. You can just kind of get lost in that and have fun. And lose track of time to a certain extent, because I do count the minutes, my God, on the treadmill. I watch that thing count down, and I'm like, please, Lord. I go one song at a time. I just got to make it to the end of the next one, and then the end of the next one, and that's how it goes. So this one, you can just lose yourself in the song. And then it's feel good. It's high energy. Sometimes I don't want to be yelled at in my songs. I don't want to deal with the angriness of the gym because I'm already angry that I'm there with a bunch of other people. And I want to feel like confetti and glitter are swirling in the air. Yeah. And that's what the song makes me feel like.
That is. It's a very, it's a very
beautiful song. So it's good for, I feel like this is better for your cardio. Maybe the other ones might be better motivator songs or songs to push yourself. But this one, you can just kind of get lost in the rhythm and lost in the music and have some fun.
Go Bills.
And that's that. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Heather.
All right, my last
round
pick.
Three.
Okay, well, I'm gonna bring it back down because this is definitely not confetti and glitter. Not even a little bit. I need some aggression to get me to do the things. And this is an aggressive song, no matter what you're doing. It is Bulls on Parade, Rage Against the Machine. But this song will make you feel like one, kind of, you know, you just, it's just aggressive and it's, you know, you're just getting stuff done. And I like it because sometimes that's all, you know, that's all the motivation you're going to get is just power through.
So here's a question.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily about the song, but Tom Morello.
Yes.
Depending on who you ask, people either love his guitar playing,
mm-hmm.
or they don't very much like it at all. There's mm-hmm. not a lot of middle ground. Where do you stand with Tom Morello as a guitar player?
In general, when I'm just listening to music, I like a more melodic guitar player, usually, like Slash, or, you know, I mean, I
who's
like
very bluesy.
Yes. Actually, and yeah. I like, I, for the most
or
part,
Randy Rhoads, who got absolutely hosed not too long ago, if you recall. But he's very, but he's very melodic.
Anyway, bringing that back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm still pissed.
If I had to just, rank guitar players in general, I like a more melodic guitar player. However, his innovation in sound and his place within that genre, I mean, he... And the other thing is, the dude is so freaking smart. Like, it just as a human, he is ridiculously right. intelligent, and you can just see and hear that in the effects chains that he uses and the sound, the
and he can do all that other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he can play, but he's so innovative, and so I appreciate him for that. And I do like when I do feel in the mood for something more aggressive.
Angry.
Yeah, I mean.
There's definitely an angry tent to. I mean, it's, well, it's called their, Rage Against the Machine.
Well, all of their music is very political.
I mean, the name of the band implies political advocacy and activism.
And I do like the way that their tone mirrors the aggression in their lyric and their message.
Yeah.
So I think Tom Morello's great, and I think he's important to the development of the sound of the genre.
Yeah. Beth, any thoughts?
No.
No. No. No. No, I don't.
All right. Well, with that, I'll go to the last pick. And it just so happened, VH1 calls this the greatest hard rock song of all time. VH1 also called it the second greatest metal song of all time.
I bet
it continues to make Rolling Stones.
I want to guess
top 500 songs of all time.
I wonder if I can get.
It peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Top 100. What's your guess?
Back in Black. Nope. No.
It's You're Gonna Die. Boom. Okay. Welcome to the Jungle, okay. Baby. Yep.
Great song.
Oh, I didn't mean to get the intro. There we go. The sounds of the street, baby. Moment. Part of your New Year's resolutions, I'm going to go running. I'm going to do 6 miles a week. You can do that 6 miles however you want to. You can do 6 1-miles, take a day off. You can do 3 2-miles. You can do 2 3-miles. But let's assume you get to Saturday, you've only done 1 mile. You've got 5 miles that you got to get done on Saturday to uphold and to keep your New Year's resolution.
That's very similar to how I practiced piano. I'd have to practice for like 4 hours on Sunday.
So you normally only do 2 miles. You got to do 5 miles. You got to do not only twice as much as normal, but then another 50% on top of that. You got to do 250% of what you normally do. You got to get jacked. You got to get pumped. You got to get your mind ready to beat the system. And then the music starts. It rumbles. Kind of get you going. Kind of get you going. But then you get that explosion of sound. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. And that's when you go. That's when you go. You have that time, that little interlude, that little intro to get your body and your mind focused on the 5 miles that you've got. And you hit the pavement like you're Mario freaking Andretti because of this song.
You got to beat the system.
But he drove.
That's how fast you're walking. That's how fast you're walking. Dad always said, and I don't know if this is true or not. He may have been.
I would like to do my 5 miles in a car, please.
he said Mario Andretti once said that he never looked in the rearview mirror. Because he said in his Mario Andretti voice, because what I'm behind you is not that important. I don't know if that's true or not. But I'm telling you right now, if you go on, if you time your miles, I will. This is a music list guarantee. If you run your mile listening to Welcome to the Jungle and you time that first step with that big explosion, you will run the best mile you've ever recorded. That is a music list guarantee.
Guarantee. You're going to beat the system.
If we're telling you a lie, we will give you a 1-year supply of calendars.
Yep. Yep.
But the problem is you assume that I can complete the mile within the time of the song, which is 4 minutes and 31 seconds. And that is not going to happen.
Yeah.
But in all honesty.
But a person who runs.
Yeah. In truth, this does make a lot of workout song playlists.
Yes, it does. It was on the Gold's Gym top four.
Yeah. And it's also a really really awesome song in general.
It is.
So we have 9 songs. Beth, I cannot see you today. I assume you've been writing these down in your little black book.
Yes. What if I didn't?
Then we're screwed.
I feel like she didn't.
No, I can tell.
No, I can
do you, okay, what are they, Beth?
They are. Ben has drafted the Rocky theme, Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin, and Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
That's a strong
Heather draft. Drafted Uprising. Okay. Heather drafted Uprising by Muse, Stronger by Kanye West, and Bulls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine. And I drafted Lose Yourself by Eminem, The Pretender by the Foo Fighters, and Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
All right, so there's 9 songs. The songs that I had on my list that did not get drafted, there were a couple. Ooh, nobody drafted Eye of the Tiger. Wow.
That was on my list.
The Lord.
You don't like it?
It was number 9 on mine.
It makes me mad. It makes me want to immediately walk out of whatever workout I'm doing.
Okay, so
That's Rocky 3, right?
Eye of the Tiger, let's see. He's running on the beach with... Isn't that the one where he's running on the beach?
I think it's Rocky 3.
So he's training to beat Clubber Lang. Yeah, so that's 3. Okay, so the other songs on my list that we did not draft is Can't Stop by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mm. Run for the hills. By Iron Maiden. Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic.
Oh.
Pump Up the Jam. I did have Eye of the Tiger on there, and also Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
I thought about that. Yeah.
Beth, what songs did you have on your list that did not get drafted?
I had Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
To Be Loved by Lizzo. That's another upbeat, just fun one. Headstrong by Trapped. Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Okay.
Mark loves that one. And Bodies by Drowning Pool.
Okay.
Let the bodies hit the floor. See, I think that's one I have been begging for Malvern football to play that before games.
That'd be good.
You know?
Yeah.
Because nothing says lay people out like Bodies.
Yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just ask Benny Hinn.
Oh, gosh, that's hilarious.
It is so good.
So great. Sorry. So we have...
Wait.
Oh, you've got some.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
Gosh. Okay, I had also Eye of the Tiger was number 9 on my list. 8 was Fighter, Christina Aguilera. Yeah, that's a good girl power song. 7 Nation Army.
Oh yeah, I almost had that one on my list.
Almost got drafted, but it's another aggressive one. And it's maybe a little too on the nose, but that's not why I like it so much. But Walk by Pantera.
Oh, yeah. I almost did Walk This Way, too. I like the Run DMC Walk This Way. That would have been a...
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to walk.
This way.
Walk this way so that you can walk when you're old, too. Okay, so. Okay, girls. Good luck with this.
Oh, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it.
This is going to.
We're going to do it. Ugh. All right. It's time to go.
There's a delay.
Oh, Lord. This is going to be a hot
mess. Give it a go. It's time to go. 9, 2, 5.
Okay.
Working 9 to 5.
Yes.
That was horrible.
Okay, so now we've got, we've got our 9 songs, got to cut it down to 5, and this could be difficult because we all got our number one selections. We all got our top 3. So.
Has that ever happened?
I don't know that it's ever happened where we all got our top 3. I mean, so this is not going to be what we call easy. But is there anything that we can move, that we feel like we can, I don't know that we can even say we definitively want to move something over.
Because there's no overlap.
Because there's no overlap in the top 3. I did have Lose Yourself at 8, 7. But that's the only overlap that I had was Lose Yourself. Was Lose Yourself on yours?
Mm-hmm.
Where was
6.
It? 6. I mean, I would imagine since it's the only one that's on all 3 lists that it's probably going to go over. Heather says maybe.
What's a maybe? This the music list math.
Dude, this is going to be hard. Okay, so maybe we start by trying to remove songs. Maybe.
Okay.
Heather, if you could remove any song from the 9, what would it be?
Well, let's see. Can you name them off again, Beth? I'm sorry.
I can help you.
Okay.
Lose Yourself. The first round was Lose Yourself by Eminem. Uprise by Muse, the Rocky theme.
Okay.
Round 2, Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. Stronger by Kanye. The Pretender by Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Third round, Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Bulls on Parade, Rage Against the Machine. And Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses.
I love all the songs, and I really like this song. I would, just because of my preferences when I do that, I would probably remove Mr. Brightside.
Okay. Beth, if you could remove one song, what would it be?
You go first.
Ooh, you want me to go first? Oh, man, that almost sounds like if you pick one of mine, I'm going to pick one of yours. What it sounds like.
No,
I feel like deals are being made already.
If I wanted to do that, I would have picked one of Heather's songs.
I would probably. The one that, and it's not that I dislike it the least, but the one that I would want to work out to the least, if that makes sense, is probably The Pretender. With a close second being one of our first round picks, Uprise by Muse. So those would be, yeah, I know. So that would be my 1 and 2. Beth, do you have one that you would pull?
Yeah, I would. I'll do a 1 and 2 also. Because there are 2 that I can't really decide between. Okay. Either the Rocky theme or Bulls on Parade.
God dang. The Rocky theme?
What?
Yeah, I like lyrics when I'm...
But see, this is not a slide.
My mind will wander if there's only an instrumental.
Well, it's not only an instrumental. Gonna
find her. There's a choir.
So, but... I feel like if you had watched the movie, you might feel differently about the song. What do you think, Heather? Do you think? I mean, the movie has
maybe,
an impact.
Maybe, but she didn't.
Because Rocky is.
It is hard to separate them.
Almost unanimously considered. I don't want to say almost unanimously, but it is, I think, pretty much assumed that Rocky's the greatest sports movie of all time. There's been some great ones, but I mean, just I think that if when you start, what are the great sports movies of all time? Rocky's almost always number. So I feel like, you know, if you have a connection to that movie, then this theme, the theme mm-hmm. has a little bit more tug on your heart. Because part of the theme is I can see the song.
Yeah.
I can see Rocky in his sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Getting thrown apples or whatever they're throwing to him while he's going down the street and high-fiving people because they're cheering him on to beat Apollo. I can see him hitting the heavy.
But does that make you want to work out, or does that make you want to watch Rocky?
Well, no. What I'm saying is that, and again, this is not a slight, but you are in a very, very small minority of people that have not seen the movie and therefore do not have the connection to the song. You know what I mean?
Not really. Because I just don't think that seeing a montage is going to make me want to hit up Planet Fitness.
Well, that's because you've not seen this montage. I mean, this montage is so famous, it was mentioned in Team America, World Police.
But that wasn't because of the workout nature. It's because it was a montage.
Even Rocky had a montage.
Oh, my God.
Heather, you did the people at Gold's Gym pick the Rocky theme?
They did not. They didn't.
I don't know.
But that's because Rocky didn't go to Gold's Gym.
he was like in Siberia.
Okay, well, so we.
I thought he was in Philadelphia.
In Rocky One, he was in Philadelphia.
We each picked two. You picked one. What would your second one that you would remove be? Your first one you said was Mr. Brightside. What mm-hmm. what's the second one that you would remove?
Okay, another song that I absolutely love. Immigrant Song.
Brutal.
Oh my God, this is not working at all.
No, because we're
picking different stuff.
I know.
We have picked six different songs to remove.
I know.
Which would leave us with three.
Bring two of them back.
Well, can we move those three songs left over?
What are the three that are left?
It would be Lose Yourself, Welcome to the Jungle, and
Stronger.
And Stronger.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, I'm just, we would each be guaranteed at least one song.
There you go.
Over there.
Okay.
I guess I'm okay with that.
We got to make, because I did have
Welcome to the Jungle at five on my list.
Okay. I had Stronger on my long list.
And Gold's Gym picked Stronger.
Okay, so we've got three songs. We've got three songs in the top five then, correct?
Yeah.
If we're all good
we
with
do.
That.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so it's Lose Yourself by Eminem, Stronger by Kanye. We got two rap songs in there.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? And then
and then
Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Okay? And so we need two more of the ones that we've already eliminated. Right? So we need to move two more over. Okay? This is gonna be interesting. Let's do this. Heather, if you could move one song over that was not yours.
Okay.
What would be your pick to move over?
What's left?
We've got that's not yours.
What's been eliminated that's not mine?
Okay, so you can choose between Rocky, Immigrant Song, which you've already said no to.
Okay.
The Pretender by Foo Fighters. Mr. Brightside, which you've already said no to. Uh-huh. So you're probably going to want to say...
I would move Rocky over.
You would move... Okay. Okay. Beth, if you could pick one that was in the Elimination Chamber, which one would you move over? If you could move one that was not yours.
Oh... You go first.
Okay.
I have two, but I don't know how to.
I'm going to say hashtag Bill's Mafia, I would move Mr. Brightside over.
Oh.
We don't have any pop songs over there yet either. Any happy songs. I feel like some people need happy songs. They're not driven by anger and despair. Until that last rep comes in, then the despair kicks in. Push through. Okay, so
I would pick. Oh, sorry. No, are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I would pick probably Immigrant Song because I'm more like it was between Immigrant Song and Uprising, but I'm more likely to listen to hard rock in the gym.
Okay. So now we've the three songs that could possibly we got to eliminate one of those three, and then we'll have five, correct?
Yeah,
yeah, that's okay. True.
So we've got to eliminate one from Rocky, Immigrant Song, and Brightside. Those are the three that are still in contention. Heather, of those three, which would you cut?
Brightside.
Okay. Of those three, Beth, which would you cut? Rocky. You've already said Rocky. And I would, well, two of them are mine.
Oh, obviously.
Oh, the math is mathing for you today.
I tell you what.
I'm calling Josh Allen if you don't pick Mr. Brightside.
I'll cut Immigrant Song. It's not really a workout song. I just thought it would be a great song to work out too. But I'm not cutting freaking Rocky. So I would go with Rocky and Mr. Brightside. Would that be five?
I think so.
That would be.
And what are they?
Lose Yourself, Stronger, Welcome to the Jungle, Mr. Brightside, and Rocky.
Okay, so now we got a five. Are we all good with the five?
Yeah.
So now we need to rank them one through five. I feel like Lose Yourself is probably going to be number one because it was on all of our lists.
It was number one. The enthusiasm.
Rocky was number one on my list. Oh, but, and then Immigrant Song too, but Immigrant Song got cut, you know, so we could go with the world, with the
Gold's Gym
rankings, which would put Eminem and Guns N' Roses at one and two.
One, two, and three.
Wait, what's what three? It? Stronger.
You put Stronger at one and then put.
Oh, Stronger. Stronger was one. Where was Lose Yourself?
Mm-hmm.
It was in the top four.
On the Gold's Gym ranking?
It didn't say what the rankings were. It just came out of it won the final four. But two stronger of the three
won,
Stronger were,
won the final four.
Yes, Stronger won.
And Lose Yourself mm-hmm. was in the final four.
And Welcome to the Jungle.
And Welcome to the Jungle was in the final.
Mm-hmm.
We did pretty good on this list.
We did.
You know, we matched
Gold's people that Gym actually go that actually and work go out. And work out.
Man, I feel my muscles
right?
getting bigger
it's the
already.
Think system.
So all we know is that Stronger was number one.
Yes.
And then
Lose Yourself and Welcome to the Jungle.
Do we want to defer to them, or do we want to try to get our own number one?
We know what I think, but
I mean, I would think if there's one that we all had on the list by our math, that usually goes first.
Yeah, but these are all the other people at Gold's Gym.
Oh, you go to Gold's Gym.
I mean,
I agree that those should be the top three.
I would put Lose Yourself first. And then Stronger second. I would defer to Gold's Gym on that over, I guess. I would prefer to work out to Guns N' Roses, but, you know. Did you have Stronger on your list?
Well, Beth? I did. So, I mean, we could do it by... Okay.
But you did not have Welcome to the Jungle on the,
no, but Stronger was at 8. So if you guys both had Welcome to the Jungle at higher numbers, then, I mean...
Welcome to the Jungle was number 3 for me. What was it? Where was it on your list?
5.
So, you had Stronger where on your
2.
List? 2. 5 plus 3 is 8. 2.
this is not how this works.
You had Stronger 8? Oh, Welcome to the Jungle. Actually,
yeah.
Ranks higher.
That is so dumb.
Well, here's y'all both outvote me because y'all both had Stronger on your list above Welcome to the Jungle, right? You had Stronger ahead of Welcome to the Jungle.
I mean, I definitely did.
And Beth did. So, I mean, y'all would probably, unless Beth wants to vote to jump Welcome to the Jungle ahead of it. It's really
not really. Beth. I was just being agreeable.
Okay. So Stronger will be second. But we've agreed that Welcome to the Jungle would be third because the Gold's Gym people think that that's the case.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And it was 5.
So now we've got 4 and 5 between Rocky and Mr. Brightside.
We know how this is going to shake
out. Well, we don't. Beth's going to pick Mr. Brightside. Well, because you wanted to cut Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Rocky, Rocky, then Brightside.
Okay, so there's our 5, huh? In order.
That's it.
What do we got?
Okay. The final ranking of the best workout songs according to the music list
according
and
to
our
people that don't
many,
work out.
Many hours at the gym.
I'm on the cardboard diet.
Number 1, Lose Yourself by Eminem. Number 2, Stronger by Kanye West. 3, Welcome to the Jungle. 4, The Rocky Theme. And 5, Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
All right. Hey, and now I encourage you to work out by hitting that like button.
Yeah.
By smashing that like and subscribe. That's what they say. Smash that like and subscribe.
They do. Smash that button. Yes.
Smash that button, baby. I've been watching way too much Theo Vaughn.
I think you're right.
But we are on several social media accounts. So you can find us on Facebook, Twitter,
X.
Ooh, gosh. Mm. It's always always kind of going to be Twitter. I think it's always going to be X, Facebook, Instagram. Yes. MySpace? No, we're not on MySpace.
No. We have a TikTok.
We do have TikTok?
Yeah, we have one. I don't know who.
Great. You can also find us on TikTok. But for real, for sure, Facebook and Twitter. We're pretty active on Facebook and Twitter.
X, Instagram.
So, yeah. So, find us there.
Well, not that active, apparently.
Well, you know, it's like when your kid changes their name, which I have one.
Yeah,
you know, we've called her one thing for, like...
12 years.
11 years. And then she says, now I want to go by this other name. And it's like...
Yeah.
And so now she yells at us every time we call her what we've been calling her for 11 years. It's kind of like that with Twitter.
Yeah.
So, in X. So, but we do want to thank you for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Do we normally have a call sign, a little bye? Do we have a phrase that we say goodbye?
No.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Music List Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.